Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Still celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm having a great visit with Ann Zimmerman. She is the CEO of Zimmerman and Company CPA. She's the co-chair of Business for Responsible Tax Reform. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find their website. Ann, thanks again for being here. And I remember, folks, we're talking about the government response to this coronavirus pandemic we're dealing with and the shutdown, basically the shutdown of the country right now. And following 2008, small businesses got hosed while corporate America got rich. Wall Street got rich. Small business dealt with a lost decade. When I felt like Obamacare was another oppression on small business. It did not help us. And then we had the Tax Reform Act, which you know very well. I felt like treated small businesses like we were a child of a lesser god, when we didn't get the same thing. In fact, the advantages we got are time dated. They expire in 2025, yes. As you now know. I felt like we got hosed on that
half
law.
That of big business.
I felt like we got hosed in that law. We've got to make sure small businesses don't get hosed in the response to this coronavirus. That's what you're worried about, isn't it?
That's what I'm definitely worried about. And, the first thing or what we've heard so far that was proposed is absolutely going to host us. This money needs to go to small businesses to use to keep their employees working.
Who can then buy products from big companies and help them make the money. Let it be bottom up, not top down. So let me ask you a quick question on a technical tax question.
All right.
Is it official that we don't have to file our taxes for an extra 90 days and pay taxes an extra 90 days? Is that done? Or is that in this bill?
On a federal level, that's done. We've got till July 15th to pay, and even the original limit of $1 million, which most small businesses don't have to worry about, has been lifted. So all taxes don't even have to be paid till July 15th. Now, on the federal level, now, most states are getting on board, but have not necessarily got there yet.
And it was curious that they extended the filing. It was curious that they extended the filing, too, when the truth is we've always had the ability to extend. That didn't seem to me like that didn't need to be made. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it didn't make any difference. When you extend, you get a 6-month extension.
Right.
So that's a nothing.
So the question is then, if they extended the filing date to July 15th from April 15th, does that extend the extension date till January 15th of the next year? I mean,
I'm not sure on that yet.
We don't know that, do we?
Was in the notice or not.
Yeah. So never mind the filing part, folks. You could have already filed an extension on that, but you are going to get an extra 90 days to write the check without penalty or interest, right?
Yes.
And won't that help?
That'll
help businesses, won't it? That'll help businesses use that cash.
That will definitely help businesses. And your first quarter estimate, if you need an estimate, which most people won't need this year, because one thing I want to tell your small business audience, most people are used to paying estimates based on their prior year and think that's how you have to do it. You don't. You can either do it based on your prior or your current year. And so if you're having a bad year because of this, you aren't going to need to pay the estimate that your accountant told you to pay. You need to go back to your accountant and ask them about it. And only the first quarter has been extended. So the April 15th estimate payment is due in July, and the June 15th estimate payment is still due in June.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, don't miss that. Yeah.
Right. And that's where
we've got one due in June and one due in July.
That's the reason I have a smart CPA firm like Ann's to help me with mine, so I don't have to keep up with that. But the thing is, though, all that money that I was going to pay out in taxes, I get to hold on to that a little bit longer, which will help companies make payroll.
It will help companies make payroll. My concern is it's not soon enough and enough for now.
So here's the question.
So it will help.
Is that moving everything 90 days as if that 90 days didn't exist? Or are they going to have to? They're going to have to. You still have to pay it, right? It's just a matter of paying it late. So if you spend the money, you got to go get it somewhere else to pay it later, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's going to be maybe tough. You might exactly. You might not want to use that money to make payroll. Ann Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Business for ResponsibleTaxReform.org is the website. Ann Zimmerman will come back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.